time now for your comments. First, a correction. In an interview on financial fraud, it was said financier Michael Milken went to prison for insider trading and junk bond fraud. Actually, Milken pleaded guilty to 6 felony securities violations and spent 2 years in prison. Jeff Swanson of Bellevue, Washington, took issue with the federal government's ads that suggest illegal drug use aids terrorists. Swanson writes, "It is not the casual user that needs to reevaluate the situation, but the government. Have them put that in their statistical database and smoke it." Robert Potty of Kansas City is irked with the practice of promoting stories scheduled for next week on Morning Edition. Some member stations carry these short items between segments. "The reason I contribute to NPR," he says, "is to have a method of avoiding advertisements as much as possible." Wes Stanton of Tacoma, Washington, writes to compliment Ketzel Levine's interview with the neurologist Oliver Sacks, who's written a journal about ferns. Stanton offers a couplet from the 17th century British poet Andrew Marvell from the poem To His Coy Mistress. "My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow." Stanton then notes, "This only works if vegetable has 4 syllables." Send your helpful suggestions and comments to morning@npr.org.